Like her voice.
She's a fucking amazing when you see her on stage. Yes, I've never seen her, you know, I just watch her live and I'm like, God, she still look good.
To this day.
Yeah, and the nigga did her dirty.
Dirty. All of them. She been through some dudes.
Major dudes.
Because a lot of niggas is infatuated with it. And when they get it, they
don't know what to do with it.
Oh, that's out of my damn league.
And then they all the way in. That's what niggas fuck up at. They all the way in. You ain't all the way in like that. You right. Like, I ain't no sucker for no love, and I ain't.
Man.
But what you gonna tell your baby girl?
What you gonna tell them?
And what you gonna tell your son? Mm-hmm. Be that nigga, yo. Be that nigga.
It's crazy, man. But yo, welcome to the Third Eye Five, Just About Audio, man. We got special guests in here, man. I'ma let them introduce themselves, man, because we got some heavy hitters, man. Real heavy hitter beat makers, dog.
They've been
doing this for a while, and I just finally ran into them in downtown, and it was all divine. You know what I'm saying? Everything's divine. So like, you start with you, right?
You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, as a collective, we are called the Midi Room. I'm Plug One. This is my partner V Ski. We just here to support and, you know, talk about the things that's gonna elevate the game, which is the music, right, the culture, the vibe, what's happening in our area, and how it relates to us as a community and what we got to do as individuals to work on ourselves first, and then we could come collectively. So the Midi Room is a production team, and we make all genre of music, and it's basically good music. So it's not just stuck in one category, you know.
Production duo.
And I remember like y'all had came through when I was at the studio in Monticello, homegrown, and I brought y'all up. I instantly felt the energy. Like, I just knew that this ain't no regular degular people. This ain't no average Joe type of guys. And I just felt like along the lines that we're gonna do great things. So it's a pleasure meeting y'all, man. Cause like, I really fuck with y'all, man. I really be trying to like stay in tune and tap in with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All these times we have known each other. So like, for beats, man. Like, what inspired y'all to get into making beats and really? Cause y'all don't make the beats that's going on today type shit. Y'all got the boom back going with the sample, like that, you know what I'm saying? That feel that make you like, you know what I'm saying, turn your face up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, okay. Yeah. So yeah. What's the inspiration to get y'all started on that? Like,
okay, I'm gonna let V share with us and his version of it.
Just pretty much what you got from your perception of how you hear our music is how we felt when we hear hip hop, and we're just making our own version.
Yeah.
So we're just transliterating. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Into just a whole another vibe. That's it.
Just to add on to that is we don't really like do inspiration. It's the relationship.
Okay.
And the relationship dictate where everything is going.
That's a fact.
That's just for us. And we trying to put our relationship on display. The music is the soundtrack to the relationship. And it's a connection. So we tuning in to a frequency that makes us build what you hearing.
Yeah.
And you know, but the thing is, when people hear it at times, they may say, oh, it sound like this or it sound like that, but they never really give it an opportunity that it's original music, because they have to identify with something that's already out, and then they want to tag you to that because they already programmed their ears.
Already.
Yeah. So we definitely go against the grain because everything is pretty much micromanaged off of the same sound, the same high hats, the auto-tune, the bars are not really bars, it's just a lot of space. But there is no inspiration. It's the relationship. Mm-hmm. Once we get together, we lay the music out, he'll be like, what you got? I'll play what I got, he'll play what he got. And then, or we'll switch. I have my chip inside my machine, he'll have his chip, and I'll get on his and just, you know, play around with the sounds that's already loaded up in the banks.
Yeah.
And then you start seeing the vibe starting to take form, like the relationship.
Right.
And it just goes from there. And then sometimes there's nothing. There's nothing.
Might just have a talk like this.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Everything starts from zero. And that's what I love about relationships. I don't really know you from, like, somebody else putting me on. So it gives us enough room to grow without no ego. And that's when you're going to see what you're going to bring to the table. So you already laid out this, right? So we're going to go with this one and this one.
Yeah.
And what I love about V as my other partner, he'll be like, just do it basic. Just to get it going.
Yeah.
And he quickly, you're doing too much. All you got to do is just.
Yeah.
Because when you start doing it like that, it doesn't really, you're forcing the vibe, I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
instead of letting the vibe come to you.
Exactly. So all of it is right here. Like we talked about earlier, it's all inside you. I came up with a hook like that, you know what I'm saying? It's just inside you, and you gotta, you can't make it break you or misguide you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You gotta focus on what's really pure at that time, and it's the relationship. You know what I'm saying? And if it's not, you know, what's on the machine, we dig in.
We create it.
Yeah.
We create it.
So, how are y'all, when y'all hear the sounds, do y'all see, colors? What goes on in the brain, man?
V'll tell you his version.
Me, I hear subject matter. I hear subject matter. So, it just starts from an idea, maybe a word, a conversation that we may have, and it leads into this sort of vibe that we might be in, a vibe where we had a revelation about something or someone, and it carries over to the music.
Okay.
And it's a very natural, it seems spiritual. It's almost like it's
connected. It is spiritual.
Because its frequencies evolve.
Exactly. And you just got to tune into that, because for me, I don't see colors. I feel it's a frequency. I can feel it. I'm like, it's that right there. Or, you know, you could just be going through the record. We do sample, you guys. We still did. We still go, you know, different
to
states.
The crate.
Awesome.
Yeah, we just don't take the whole loop and just keep looping and But I don't see colors. I hear the rhythm. I go with the rhythm and I hear that and I'm like, okay, we could do it like that. And then we start chopping it. And then when we start chopping it, if we use a sample, we chop it. We already formed a melody, and the melody start talking to me, and I can hear, and the melody be like, I need this type of snare. Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom. Nah, it ain't that. Give me another snare. Then, you know, once I get the snare, then it's telling me get the kick or get a break beat.
Yeah.
So you gotta, you know, the music dictate to us what it is, so it's not really colors over here. Okay. We only see the colors when it's time to EQ.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So with the beats, right? Y'all make sure like the EQ and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What is y'all process? How is y'all process? Do y'all have different process of how y'all go with the EQ, because I know y'all have different ears.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You be like, I'm gonna go to him for this type of mix right here, so he can, you know what I'm saying? So
I would say it's different every time.
Okay.
It's different every time.
Different product every time. Cause like I said, the initial vibe and how we set it off, it's more than the music with us. So it's not necessarily so much a music base or how we get inspired to go work.
Yeah.
We just might go grab a bite to eat.
Right, you know, right.
And get a certain type of reception from that and go back and, like I said, we deal with records.
Okay.
We vibe with records and play instruments too, but we mostly deal with records.
What instruments y'all play, man?
I play the drums and the keyboard. I play the keyboard by ear. You play the drums all my life.
You still do it? Like, you still play, like, the drums?
No, not as often, man. Okay. Not as often. I just really use that in the production.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's something I definitely want to get back into.
Like, be hands-on? Like,
hands-on, you know, yeah. And implement that with them.
Because it's always different with the hands-on instead of, like, the technology. You know what I'm saying? But but the technology make it easier.
Yeah,
because you ain't got to worry about too much sound in the house and all that. You can mobile.
Right.
Yeah. We'll get in with that because that kind of convolutes the situation too. Mm-hmm. So we just let it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let it happen. Yeah. More for us.
Yeah. So where you from, bro?
I'm originally from East Orange, New Jersey.
Okay.
But this is home, you know. I've been here since 92.
Wow.
And we in 23.
Yeah.
So I came here like when I was 14. So I have a more up north type of vibe. That's when people see me. Mm. And I have a Jamaican background. My parents are Jamaican. So therefore, there's a lot of heavy drum and percussion music that I got from my roots and stuff like that, and that carry on into the music.
Right.
You know, but that's where I'm from. I'm from, you know, Jersey, and just took what I've learned from there and what I've gained here, and I whipped it up.
Yeah.
And I created my own pathway. Virginia's home, though, you know what I'm saying? It's over 20-something years, you know what I'm saying? So this is home.
Yeah, that's home.
Yeah.
So where you from, bro?
I'm born and raised in Norfolk, Virginia, man. Seven cities, man. Okay. That's it. So I kind of spent my time a little bit all over seven cities. Yeah. But born and raised, Norfolk is a home.
What's your take with Norfolk? Like how you, what's the energy you get or feel? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I love it, man. It's home. It's a different type of energy here. And certain different parts of Norfolk is like, it's breathtaking. It's breathtaking because you kind of take it for granted, you know, from one side of things. You might see the grimy side, but you don't see the beautiful part. And the meditation, man, it's just a lot of tranquil spots, man, little dull spots.
You just gotta
be in the know and kind of like roll around, man.
Yeah.
But Norfolk is a beautiful place, man, and it's still growing. It's still growing, but it got a lot of rich history, and it's still evolving.
Right.
So I'm just happy to be a part of it, you know, along that journey to help it grow.
I feel that. Like, within the community, Max, I remember we have talks, man, of like the changes that we want to make and the actions we want to put forth, and we came together and we talked about different strategies and how it can go. I want the viewers to get a perspective of that, if you remember exactly, like how we talked about that, like far as like changing it up, because you know last year they was dealing with the courts, were having those meetings where they was getting rid of like the DJs and stuff like that in the clubs, trying to stop the hip hop in the scene, and we was coming up like, okay, how could we change that, how we can be out here more to not get them to do that, like, but it all starts with our people, you know what I'm saying?
Strength in numbers.
Well, just to, you know, add on to, you know, what you guys were saying and the conversation that we had, you know, back then, the area is changing, and what we have to do is we got to usher in new ideas with the business owners who own the establishments.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to build a relationship with them to show them, this is what I do. And you have the venue. But it all starts with the relationship. And then when you start building a relationship and finding out, what is it that you do? You cut hair? What shop? I'm not in no shop. I'm mobile. Okay. What else you do? Music? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do beats. So how about, could I do a set here? And you throwing ideas to the business owner and they're open to it, it's just gonna create a Wednesday night,
yeah,
or a Friday night and try you out. And then you bring in your following on top of the walk-in and the already clientele, the clientele that's already coming there.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation through the relationship. You can't money grab it. You have to build it up. And what you build it up to is that's what it is. And then you got to keep going to the next vendor that owns another business and spread it out through the different cities. Norfolk is a thriving city. To me, it's our...
Definitely a thriving city.
To me, it's our capital. No disrespect to Richmond, but for where we are in the beach area, this is the capital because it's more... It has a more metropolitan feel.
Yeah.
It feels like a little bit of Portsmouth. It feels a little bit of like Newport News, a little bit of Jersey, a little Philly.
Yeah.
It's just, you got to find your little pockets, but it starts with the business owners and
facts,
the entrepreneurs that are working on the ground to bridge that gap, to create something together that it'll benefit both parties.
Yeah.
So fair exchange is no robbery when it comes to, you know, building something that it'll benefit the people for the service. And that's just some of the stuff we talked about. How would that happen? We got to find the people who are willing to stand up to do that.
Right.
That's all it is. And who are those people?
Yeah.
That is the issue.
Yeah.
But we just got to find out who are they. They look like these pyramids on the wall.
Yeah.
But all these pyramids on the wall ain't going to stand up. So it's only going to be like one here, this one here. And those people that are spread it all over the cities, they need to come together at least once a week and like, what you doing? Without trying to copycat what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because everyone out here is trying a thing, but they don't really know it. They saw us do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they saw you doing it. So they have the opportunity because the establishment is allowing them to do it, but they're not really curating it how it's supposed to be.
Right.
And then you'll come to the set, and you notice that the set will last probably a month. The next month is gone. So if we don't bring no awareness to the establishment and build those relationships, we're not going to have what we supposed to be entertained with. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be the regular, how I want to say it, franchise.
Mm-hmm.
The franchises come in, you know, it ain't no mom and pops.
Dilutes the richness that we have here, man. It's a lot of
curfew, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if it's already established with the people that build those relationships, you could set it up so it could be ushered in for the new wave.
Yeah.
And that's how you get grandfathered in, you know. So that's what I could talk about, you know, just to add on with you with that. But it's happening. It's just our area and our demographic is controlled at a slow pace. They don't want it to go but so high.
Mm-hmm.
Else they're gonna shut it down.
Yeah, we seen that. Exactly what we seen.
So therefore, a lot of us will go to other states and be like, yo, they doing it like this over there, but you could do it right here.
Okay.
Stop going, I mean, not stop going there, but get the vibe and come back. But at the same time, let's build it up right here because we need it more than ever.
Yeah.
We can make this small area feel big.
Mm-hmm.
By doing, my main thing is the impact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the MIDI room is about, a connection. It's a MIDI. It's not playing an instrument. It's learning the information. It's a language that you speak in,
mm-hmm.
that you connect in. So if you hook up a keyboard to a MIDI production station, I'll be able to control it by that signal.
Yeah.
And that's what the MIDI room is about. Yeah, so we
communication.
Is connecting that frequency. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully the viewers can dissect it and break it down without it being taken out of context.
Yeah,
but this is what our area is, you know, fighting to break through.
And the people that are doing it, they don't really know, like, the music like that. They may know the man can do it, but he's not probably vocal enough or want to stand up and say, I have something to say to that could implement change here.
Yeah.
It's too many, I'm sitting back listening.
Yeah, we and don't got too many leaders, man.
Because there's not a lot of people leading in themselves. That's why there's no relationships between man and woman. Everybody dissing it, or they going online to get what's online to tell you what the man should do, or the woman do the same thing.
Bro, hair's on facts, man. That's facts. So we seeing that to this day.
Just saw about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, we saw it 20 minutes ago.
Wow.
She was like, this how it is?
Yeah.
So, like, cause you cut hair, so how is the balance with it, man? Like cutting hair, doing the music, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, at times it can be a bit much, and then you know what I'm saying, personal life, family, man, you know what I'm saying? Like it can be a bit much. So how?
Good question.
What's the balance, man? Cause I like to know too, because okay. I like to take in from others that's going through similar situations with balancing their creativity and their personal life, because man, it's at times it can be stressful because of what's going around you, and you just feel like, man, I don't think I can continue this. I think I just need to stick with this and just because it's making the money. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we know the passion. So like tell me your balance, man.
All right. There ain't no balance, and I'ma say there is no balance, and I'ma tell.
Respect, greetings. This is Buddha Eternal coming in with you and letting you know about my copper. We have copper that helps with our body, and the more you get in tune with this, it's gonna help you in tune your body. So we're talking about crystals, eating sugar, salt, ice. They're all crystals. So we have silica on the body. When you scratch your body, it's crystals. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it, wearing copper is going to be a conduit. So if you start getting with me, Eternal, as I say, from the Custom Copper, which is EKK, Eternal Custom Copper, you can check me out on Facebook, Instagram, and also TikTok. I'm also on Instagram showing you some new ways of being on EETURNAL lifestyles on how we learn from the Buddha. I give thanks, respect, peace.
And I'm going to tell y'all why it ain't no balance. It is what has to be done. And I'm going to give it to V because he could see me versus me telling y'all.
Yeah.
He could see it on the outside. But I'm going to add on to it, though, because it's some good meat in there. I'm going to do that. But he's on the outside looking in. Me, I'm not on the outside. I could barely see myself. I only can see what I got on, right. But I can't see myself. I can't look in the camera.
Yeah.
He could really see it. So V, just share just a little bit of what you see and what he just said, which is juggling the job, juggling the kids, my own personal life, and you know, doing the music and cutting hair, if I said it twice.
Because people get how you say it, discouraged, because they feel all this energy and
because they overwhelmed and sometimes I'm gonna say this for the camera, you gotta live outside of your head for a bit.
Yeah.
Just for a little bit. You gotta live outside of it. You gotta allow your thoughts to
breathe.
Yeah. So what I do is I'm never overwhelmed. When I was overwhelmed, I was rushing. I was making a lot of fucking mistakes because I had too much going. I got to go get the kids. I got 3 cuts to do. Oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. I got to cook dinner. When do I get a time for myself to at least smoke and relax? And I got to get some new beats done. So it sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot, but it ain't a lot. When you find out you doing a whole lot of bullshit and you wasting time with a whole bunch of niggas that's just doing this all day, passing it, and you wondering, you ain't saying the time gone. Just keep roll up, play the game. Yo, you gonna get some, order something. Like you ain't overwhelmed? You ain't overwhelmed? Nah, this is the last spliff I got.
Hey, yo.
You overwhelmed? Nah, I ain't. They never say they overwhelmed. So I don't say it. Wow. I just prioritize and make people respect my time. And I take that time out to myself a lot. I do a lot of walking. And I do a lot of nature. I'm like, I'm in tune with the nature. I sit around at Waterside and just listen to the birds and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching the sky. I'm looking at creation. And it's allowing shit to come down. And then it's like, okay, only commit to what you can do for the time being. And I used to catch myself, anxiety and all that shit, it does happen, but that's when you overloading, you overbooking, you trying to get the bag, you trying to sell the weed, you're doing too much. You're just doing too much, and that's where you want to give up. And then you got to respect the process. Mm. That's the biggest thing. You ever seen cats whip coke up and dump it on the table and be like, okay, it's done.
Yeah.
It's done now, it's rocked up. It's still wet. You ever see them just dump it out and be like, yo, we gonna make it?
Yeah.
Nah, so as I got more mature in my crafts, every different craft, fatherhood, friendship, lady friend, the kids, time to myself, I make sure I do take time out to myself. Sometimes I don't call them. We don't do the high school every day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it get like that because we are really trying to move the mark. So as long as there's forward movement and there's little steps, we good.
Yeah.
We not looking around, we looking forward. We ain't even looking down. You know what I'm saying? So that, and my faith game is a little bit deeper than a lot of y'all's. I got more depth, I would say. That's just from going through the mud. Like I said, the only difference between all of us is just the timing. You know what I'm saying? But as long as the main key with me is as long as I'm organized, I could take on a lot of stress and I could do all these things as long as it's organized. What does that look like? That's just checking in with my relationships. Looking at my budget, you know, looking at what I'm spending, you know what I'm saying? What's realistic, for real, that could be achieved in the last 2 weeks of this month?
Right.
Like, what could I really achieve?
That's self-analyzing.
Yeah, I do a lot of that. So I'm driving, and I may drive from here to North Carolina, and I'm tasting something, and I'm listening to music, or I'll drive the whole drive without listening to no music.
Yeah.
So back and forth.
That's needed.
Back and forth. And sometimes I get out the car in the middle of nowhere or Pungo, and I take off my socks and I'm walking in the grass, in the fields out there.
Yeah.
And just like, and it just starts coming, it starts suppressing all that other shit. I do get negative vibe, negative frequency. But what I do is I absorb it and I transform it and I push it into these different areas that need more push.
Right.
If that makes sense to the viewers and to you, for, you know what I'm saying, add on.
My man said, I'm the crystal.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell y'all. Like, people will say to me, y'all going to get on me, but people, like, they bring energy, but I ain't seen nobody crush these things up and put them in a smoothie yet. If it give you all this energy.
Right.
So it's me. All of this in me.
All of it.
All of it is in me, King. So I just got more of a bite than a lot of people. I got a little bit more depth in what I'm willing to do versus, oh, no, I ain't doing that. But we came up like, man, I'm like, time got to go. I got to do this. And sometimes we just overbooking shit that you doing a hamster wheel. You ain't really got shit going on. You just want to sound like you got shit going on. And then things are not counterproductive because you scatterbrain with all these things. I'm only doing the things that really make sense to me right now. And then when those mature, I start scaling them. Cut hair. Work for the city of Virginia Beach. invest into the real estate. I always buy the land. And then I'm still stocks and buying a couple stocks here and there. And investing. I'm not saving. I'm investing it. Because if I stack the money up and I get a rotten tooth, all of that's going in. I'm still getting 5, 6% every year, 12% at the end of the year. And it's still turning over. So I'm like, okay, I just, these are like my babies. You know, each thing that I'm creating is my child. And I just take time and pour into these children and my relationships. I ain't see you all day or all week. It's like we ain't never miss a beat.
Yeah.
But your smile and your presence is like, okay.
That's fuel.
That's what's fueling the game. Yeah. That's what is fueling the whole thing. So if all of that, y'all just break that down, that's what it is. But he could tell you just a little bit what he see from that, because that's someone on the outside and watching me do it. And that's a better view also.
Yeah.
And that's what I would say about like my cutting games, you know, the things that I do. I don't really talk about it. I'd rather the people say it. Because it's going to sound, to me, it's in my head like I'm being more egotistical to be like, this is what I got going on, this is what I'm doing. Let the people say what who P is. Because
you just do.
Take care of the people. Perfect the service. It's not for everybody. It's only not for those who want me to do it. And that helped me out because I ain't chasing down the paper like that. You know what I'm saying? What's for me is for me. And that's it. We just go from there.
Like that, what's for me is me. So like, what's like your outlook with what you have going on, as far as like, cause you a father, right, too?
Yeah.
So how are you able to take care and balance everything? Because again, like I said, I like especially like older men that's older than me. I always like to ask or have that advice because I don't have it all figured out. I'm still young.
We don't either.
Yeah,
we don't. But just depth and experiences. Yeah. You know, he'll tell you. He'll tell you his version, man. Yeah.
Sincerely, man. Just piggyback off of what he just said. You still have to have a certain level of discipline. To have manage your time properly, man, and that's gonna allow you to have a little bit more success than others, because we all got the same time, man. All got it. So it's no excuse for nothing. It's none.
That's real shit.
We all create our own destiny. So if you feel that you know that you have these responsibilities, it's up to you to put these things in certain pockets.
Right. Yeah.
It's nobody else's job. You know what I mean?
So, right.
You know, you've been blessed with a child, you've been blessed with two, you've been blessed with three. You got to find time for all of those, you know, all of these things. Because they all are conducive to your growth, to the growth of your children, to the growth of your business, everything.
Yeah.
So everything is relative. It's just all relative. If you take care, if you lack it in one area, it's going to show. And you're going to have a lot of homework to do. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
You may not get to all of it one time, but you know it's adamant. Like, you got to touch the machine at least once a day.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? You got to check on bro at least once a week, twice a week. You know what I'm saying? Then there's vibes that it's none of this stuff. You got to give it a, you know what I'm saying?
Rest.
You walk away from it.
Years of rest. Learned that from engineering. Just, you can't be so going hard 4 hours mixing. It's like, you got to give your ears a rest, take a breather, then go back to it. A whole nother approach.
Right.
And you come back crispier.
Yeah, you
do. Your game get tighter. But overwhelming yourself, just driving that shit in your ears and driving that these things in your life, you still have to have a little setback time for yourself.
Right.
To reflect. And analyze things and put things in a certain perspective.
And then when those things, those perspectives, they start coming to you, and then you start placing them in order. Because there's a thing called the order of operation.
Yeah.
So therefore, for me, like I said, we got a certain template. Yeah, you can get frustrated, but due to having so much depth and doing our craft and things of that nature, brothers don't get frustrated. We just step away from it. Let's go for a walk. Let's go get something to eat.
You know.
Let's go get something to eat. Ride the skateboard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ride the bike. twist one and we riding on the bike.
Yeah.
Muskogee, riding the bike. Go to the ocean front, go to the water.
Town center.
He step off. You know what I'm saying? I step off.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we come back together, or we go to town center, sit on the rooftop, and we just start breaking bread, which is real fellowship. And it's no corners. You say the shit like it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Communicate.
And I think, you know, what's so dynamic about our relationship, this is how man and woman relationship should be. From zero, ain't no ego. Do we have some tough times? Yeah. Do we disagree? We do disagree. But the common ground is to achieve the bigger goal that's bigger than both of us.
Right.
And that's what we execute every time.
And it's working.
Peace, light, and love, y'all. Tell me something. In a world filled with the big corporation and faceless conglomerates, there's something truly special about small businesses. They're the heartbeat of our communities, built with passion, determination, and desire to make a difference. At Third Eye 5, we understand the challenges you face as small business owners. That's why we've designed a program specifically to help businesses like yours to thrive and succeed. Introducing the Third Eye 5 Small Business Support Program, a comprehensive solution tailored to meet your unique needs and drive your success to new heights.
Captain Rose, and to all the ones that's listening under the sound of my voice, of course you know who I am, and for the ones that don't know who I am, I'm Tattoo 9 of the Hustle Experiment, and a quick shout out to Third Eye 5 and the small business that he's having and coming off the ground as well, and he's helped me out a lot as far as getting my show on social media, and it's all good. Shout out to Ray, and it's all good. And continue to listen to the Hustle Experiment, Tie the 29th, your favorite hustler.
So step one, we start by analyzing your business from the top to bottom and identifying the areas for growth and improvement. Step two, we develop customized marketing strategy that fits your budget and aligns with your goals. From social media campaigns to target advertising, we ensure your messages reaches the right audience. Step three, we amplify your online presence, optimizing your website and ensuring it's easily discoverable by search engines. We also leverage the power of social media to engage with the customers and build loyal communities. Step four, we provide ongoing support and guidance, always staying one step ahead of the industry that you're in. Our team experts is dedicated to help you overcome challenges and seize new.
It's working.
It's just not working at other people's pace.
Yeah.
That's what we can't erase.
Can't think about that.
But even though we see cats that's not even talented, you know, taking the vibe that,
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll talk the vibe around the table, and then 2 days later we see the dude doing the same, trying to do the same thing. Like, this funny is, I don't know what. Like, but
that's what comes with it, man.
That's what comes with the territory. Yeah. So we're not frustrated, you know. We just give it a break. We just give that thing a break, man, because it's right here. It ain't like, damn, we bought it from Walmart. Yeah. Shit didn't work. We got to take it back.
It's all inside you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I feel like that's a lot of people don't understand that they always chasing something that's outside of them. And everything is just right there. Like,
it's a lot of peer pressure. And a lot of, you know, people that's around that's not for the best interest of what's really need to be brought out of you and harnessed and then mature, and then you start scaling it so it can grow, and then you can move over here while it's doing this thing here, and then you can move over there, and then this one taking care of that one, and that one taking, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta be in the right soil, man. We all plants. We gotta be in the right soil. You gotta be in the right environment.
You can't have too much water, you can't have too much sun.
Underwater, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So less talking, more work. And then after that, we have fun with this shit. We have fun all the time. And we are surprised that, like, every time we connect, it's just a different vibe. Mm-hmm. And it could be only, like, three sounds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's a new feat for us. Right. You know? So that's what makes it special.
You know? And then cutting hair, you just line people up. I ain't chasing them like you be in a barbershop, standing outside, you ain't got no client, yeah. you waiting. No, right. They hit me up, I'm the plug. They hit me up when they ready, man. Like sure. I said, it ain't for everybody, it's only for those who really want me to do it. So when they hit the jack, I already know that's a wop. That's another wop. How many wops you gonna do today? I only wanna do three to four. Anything under than that is uncivilized. Like, you doing too much.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the reason why, because you got baby girl got to go to track practice. Mm-hmm. Prince may want to go play ball in another neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Then you got to go ahead and get something to eat for them after everything done. Then you overbooked. Then you want to do music. Then you run around late. That's how the stress come out. You got to manage your time based off of how much you really, you know, you're going to put into that.
Put, yeah.
Yeah, because you crafting. And you're a creator. So if you're the creator of all things within yourself, man, to bring it out, it's up to you to really delegate the time for that, man, so it can mature properly. Other than that, it's gonna come out immature, or it's gonna lack chromosomes. It's gonna come out retarded. It's gonna like this.
Real talk.
Cause you, yeah. Like I said, you threw the slab down. It's dry, it's ready. Yeah. It ain't ready, son.
Immature, man.
It's not ready. It came out looking like this. The fiends don't want that. They want a little brown in
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's gonna last.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Your stuff coming out like this after they get it.
They want that glass.
They want that glass, King.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, man.
This is good.
It's all relative.
This
is
good, man.
And that's the basic philosophy of the MIDI room.
Sir.
Yes.
Connecting.
Yes, sir. It's connecting.
Yeah. Connecting. Speaking a language, a relationship language that flows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we about, man, connecting the dots. But it starts with us. We got members, we got soldiers, mm-hmm. But what I tell my partner all the time, and he reflects it right back, at the end of the day, it's on us, man. Mm-hmm. Because our dreams started with just me and him. And we facilitate, you know, the responsibilities to others that really could take care of what we put in their hand. Because I know I did that with him, mm-hmm. and he's done it for me. Mm-hmm. The way that I do it for him, he may not do it that way. And that's not how it's supposed to be. He's supposed to do it in his own language. But I'm supposed to reciprocate and take it all in and... Okay, let me change it up. Let me move it over here. Because he ain't telling me something, you know what I'm saying, not to further the movement. It's just looking at it from a different angle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'll just keep going in and he's like, yo, ain't that, yo, just chill, just do it like basic, fam. And every time it's done basic, you can start building. It's not really, once you got that base.
Mm-hmm. That foundation, yeah.
It's a wrap from it's there, wrap. So.
It's talking to you.
Yeah, man. It's talking to you. And we just go from there, and just go from there.
So what y'all working on now? Is y'all working like on a project, or y'all just like creating? Like what y'all got going on for this year?
Got a few things working on. Got an instrumental album we're going to be putting out soon also.
Okay.
A compilation album with a few artists that we're going to do on all of our production, both of our production.
Okay, that's good. That's a start. That's a start.
And we're just still looking for other artists.
Is local artists or like other spots?
All over.
Man. Whoever.
New Jersey, you got a guy in Portsmouth.
Okay.
Another guy from the beach, Norfolk. So we...
Man, y'all tap in, man. Yeah. Y'all tap in for real.
Yeah.
And y'all, I'm gonna put in and edit like y'all gonna hear the beats, man. Y'all gonna hear what they working with and shit. So
appreciate it.
And that's the Third Eye Five, just an audio podcast, man. Till we meet again next time, man.
Level up.
Midi
room.